we're here within the grounds of the Franklin Evaporators. It goes right over there to the rowing sheds and across to a reserve on the other side over there.
What was the Huon Evaporators?
Well, it was the apple drying factory, and it was originally started by Ted Linnell in 1898. We're about to head into what was the amenities block, which was built in the 1980s, and the current owners have provided us with a room to put our the Franklin History Group's memorabilia and plaques and things like that that we've worked on. My name is Carol Kane. I'm descended from early settlers here in Franklin, or the Huon, I should say, and I'm from the Franklin History Group.
Who first came down here to settle amongst white people?
There were a few property owners early on in the mid-late 1830s, but Jane Franklin bought what we now know as Franklin from John Price, who, when he married her husband's niece, he moved away, and Jane Franklin had the foresight to think she'd like to build a settlement of teetotaling, hard-working people within this plot of land.
The teetotaling part has not lasted through the cider revolution, has it?
No.
I think it would make her hair curl.
So who actually came here?
A lot of people came here. And interestingly, Jane Franklin interviewed everybody who wanted to lease a plot of land. She would give them rent free for a year. She would supply them with supplies that they needed to do the farming and clearing the land. And then she would come down and check on them. The other thing that Jane Franklin did, which was, I think, very insightful of her, was to commission what they called barges, but it was a vessel, and it was made of Huon pine, and it was built at Port Davey, to supply the people of the Huon with their supplies and take their goods and things back to the Hobart town.
So it gave them the ability to trade from the first moment.
Yes, it certainly did, and they appreciated it too.
My name's Wendy Brown, Nee Ford, and I was born in the old Beaumont here in Franklin. My father often told a story of going to the local pub and telling everyone, he was a mechanic, that he had a brand new 59 Ford, and they thought he'd bought a new car and thought, goodness, how did Fordy afford that? Needless to say, he ran off the road on the way home and and was highly reprimanded by old Noni from the pub. But yeah, I have quite a connection with Franklin and a little bit of history here too. So this whole right along the foreshore here was just one huge jetty. I think it was mostly called Kennedy's. And a lot of the ships would come in here and unload. And I believe there was a large building there, which you can still see the remains of, a sandstone wall is next to what we call the Franklin Lodge, and that's where all the ships would come in and unload and then take their goods across and have an emporium there which people would come and just trade from.
Kennedy's complex started early on in the 1850s with Fred Merry, as far as I recall. He built an auction house and he actually auctioned off plots of land, including where the State School is now, in 1859.
A lot of what you've described is things as they were, but they aren't now. How much of that old buildings of the mid-1800s remains in Franklin?
Franklin is the only heritage-listed town in the Huon. So I think that it speaks for itself that a lot of the buildings, especially along the street front and also back in the hills, are from that time.
What's your highlights on the Franklin History Walk?
Well, she's going to say this, where we are now, because she's a direct descendant.
Not necessarily. I mean, it starts just opposite where St John's Church is and finishes at the Catholic Church. So basically it starts at one church and then it finishes at the other. And back in my childhood, the Catholics were down there and the Anglicans were up this end. The Protestants were up this end.
So I now live in the old convent, which is becoming a B&B eventually. And Carol would have been at the other end of town, so
100 years ago, you wouldn't have been allowed to socialise.
No.
No, pretty much.
So what is your favourite piece of history in Franklin?
Oh, look, I think it's the foreshore, just the maritime history along the foreshore. There are so many stories, aren't there? But that has pretty much shaped the character of the place. And even people that move here now seem to become involved with the Wooden Boat Centre or the Living Boat Trust or the rowing club or their kayaking. It's a water town. I think it's one of the longest lineal towns in Tasmania, isn't it?
What about you? I'm going to ask you to declare a favourite now.
Oh, that isn't easy. Just being here. This is home for me. For example, where we're standing now. As a child, I would come out here in spring and there'd be lupins. As a child, we would get up on a frosty morning and go down through the town and break all the frozen puddles. In the early days, there were two jam factories here. Peacock's, which was up near Price's Creek, and Jones & Co., which was down the bottom end of town because they had a spring-fed water supply.
Were they Protestant and Catholic as well?
No idea. But I think probably my favourite part of the town was going to school here. The state school here, which was the old stone building at that time, was just a gorgeous place to be. It had a huge great pine tree, and it still does, and it was just a lovely community to be in.
We have a bit of a saying here, north and south of the Palais when you're in Franklin. So Palais is sort of our theatre, which is in the middle, which has been restored or maintained really well, I should say, by a very devoted group of volunteers. But also having been born here in the old Beaumont, which has just recently been sold to someone who's lovingly restoring it now.
How does it feel to see the place where you were born being lovingly restored?
It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I was born in 1959 in the old kitchen in this building. And it's recently, as I said, been sold. And I'm anxious to see what it's going to be like when it's finished. It's part of my life. Every time we've driven past it, my father would say, you were born in there, you're a 59 Ford, you know. So it's just, it's always been part of my life. So it's quite exciting to see it happening.
Today I've met, I think, three different people who've lived here all their lives and never wanted to leave. And some of them, I think, have in fact never left the island.
I've left because when I married, my husband was a rep on the road and we lived at Margate and built a family home there. But Franklin is still home to both of us. And his family have been here since the 1860s. Mine have been in the Huon since the 1840s. Yours have been in the Huon a very long time as well, Wendy. And so as a result, this is just home.